Mario, M-A-R-I-O, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, 2/14/23, today, 7/16/74, chief complaint, obesity, number one. Number two, recent history of cough. Number three, history of bronchitis. Number four, I don't think my Benzopril is causing my cough. Number five, discolored legs. Number six, history of PVD years ago. Number seven, I was told I had blockage in my carotid. Number eight, sleep apnea. Number nine, palpitation. Next number is dizziness. Our patient is a 48-year-old gentleman who about 18 months ago, he had gastric sleeve placed. Since then, he went from 480 to 313. Over the holidays, he's gained about 10 pounds that he's trying to lose, period. And he paired that recently. He had a bout of bronchitis, was treated with antibiotics and steroids, doing much better today. He's coming back later for a chest x-ray since we're moving to a new office, period. Family history, dad died of heart disease. Mom is okay. Patient did have maintenance. Patient did have a stress test done a couple of years ago, which was within normal limits. Colonoscopy not due yet. Blood work is due now. Medication, aspirin, 325 once a day. Benzopril, 40 milligram once a day. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, no smoking, no drinking. I'm sorry. Medical problems, hypertension, surgery, bariatric / gastric sleeve surgery. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Married, 30 years. Allergy, penicillin. Patient does not have any children. Review of system as above. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. 314 pounds, 98%, 98.216, 52, 126 over 80. Heart positive, lung positive too. Lungs clear, abdomen soft. TMs are slightly red. Posterior pharynx is red. Neurological non-focal patient does have lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, discolored lower extremity. Positive pulses, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, morbid obesity. Number two, fatty liver. Number three, ultrasound of the kidneys and liver are within normal limits. Number three, gallbladder looks good in face of lots of weight loss. Next number is LVH. Next number is RVH. Next number has had a sleep apnea and uses a CPAP for some time. He needs prescription for reevaluate his CPAP. Next number was referred to Richard Solis, S-O-L-I-Z, in the lab, in the sleep lab to evaluate his CPAP machine. Next one is RVH. Next one is venous stasis causing lower extremity discoloration. Next number is the pedal edema bilaterally, multifactorial. Next one is hypertension controlled. Next one is cough related to bronchitis, doubt related to Benzopril. Next one is PVD mild. Next one is vertigo. That's next thing. I don't know if you switch over. I'll try it. Sure. Next number is vertigo. Next number is carotid ultrasound is within normal limits, which is palpitation. Next number, lower extremity issues most likely related to neuropathy, sleep apnea. Next number, check B12 level. Next number is check blood work. Next number is discuss findings with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.